Seen it.
Oh man, there's nothing in here but movies with cars crashing, violence, and sex. Look at this. Death Midgets from Outer Space. A warlike race of alien dwarves attacks a Cadillac dealership run by goth cheerleaders.
Ooh, goth cheerleaders. Let's get this.
Well, I guess it's okay if it's part of a well-crafted plot. Wake up. You got video store ennui.
I've got what?
Well, look at you. Your eyes are glazed. Your shoulders are stooped. You're not even reading the titles. And what's that in the corner of your mouth? Oh, my God. It's drool. For the love of...
Ow! Ow! You hit me! Ow! What the hell did you do that for?
I had to. This is ridiculous. We just wasted a half hour of our lives. And you know why?
No, why?
Because we're afraid of wasting an hour and a half of our lives. What is it about video stores?
I don't know. I mean, we are standing here for 45 minutes. You know, if I go to a burger joint, I'm going to get a burger. You know, that's what we're going to get. You know you're getting a burger. If we go to a supermarket to buy an orange, we're getting an orange. Why do people come here? Why are we here and wandering around for an hour and just staring at the product?
Yeah, if we did this in a supermarket, people would think we're on drugs.
You know something? We're afraid of the product. Look at everyone around here. Yeah. You know, I said, let's go to the video store. What did you say?
I said, right on.
Yeah, we went to the video store and we parked and we came in. So that kid over there said, good morning. You know, hi, welcome. Hi. Yeah. And then you just get sucked into this torpor.
That's when the experience starts to disintegrate once you get here.
You know, and look at these people, stooped, beaten people all around us. Yeah. And it's all for one reason.
What?
Nobody here ever wants to rent from dusk till dawn.
No kidding, man. Oh. Quentin Tarantino owes me $7.
Really?
I wish there were more honest reviews. Look at this one. 2 thumbs up.
You know, it's always the same. Yeah. You'll laugh. You'll cry. Brilliant.
Oh, here's one that always pisses me off. Look, a tour de force. What the hell does a tour de force mean?
I have no idea.
Is there a movie in here with an honest review?
An honest review? Like what?
Like, plot sucks, but you get to see Halle Berry's tits?
Now, see, I would go for that kind of review. You know, plot sucks. That's all I really need to know. You know, I ain't renting for TNA anymore. You know something? It's all dreck. And I have a theory.
Yeah?
You know why it's all dreck?
Why?
Bad parenting.
Well, everything's bad parenting.
No, listen to me. Bad parenting. People give their kids too much money.
Well.
And kids have too much spare time and too much money. What are they going to do?
Yep.
They're going to the movies. They're too young to drink, so they go to the movies. And so we've got a huge industry bent on entertaining bored, wealthy 14-year-olds. It's a miracle Sideways was even made.
Yeah, and Adam Sandler is a gazillionaire because he figured out how to take your kids' money, which is your money.
Yeah.
But... Well, that's not a really good example, because I kind of liked Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, but see, Punch Drunk Love was a joke. That was the thing. I laughed all the way through it. I kept thinking of all the gazillions of teenagers who took it home, sat there and went, huh? You know? Hey, this isn't funny. What the hell is this? Hey, man, when's he gonna fart?
Yeah, look, man, don't be dissing the fart jokes. People who diss fart jokes are in denial. Fart jokes are funny. I could fart right now, and it would be funny. As a matter of fact...
No. If you're going to fart in here, you're going to follow the video store fart rules.
Yeah, I know, fart rules. Casually stroll away from friends and loved ones.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, and feign interest in the children's aisle and slowly leak it out while walking along. Once done, walk briskly to the thriller section.
Yeah, I love that. And you have to sort of keep a serious look like you're looking at the titles and fart at the same time.
Yeah.
It takes coordination.
Yeah, a lot of coordination.
I prefer to fart in foreign films myself. You know, people in tight pants and berets, they always pretend like they can't smell anything. It's funny.
It is kind of weird how we all instinctively know the fart rules. I've never seen them in print, have you?
I've never seen them in print.
Yep.
It's weird.
Yep. I know a place no one farts.
The porno room. Yeah. You know, why is that?
It is kind of strange. You know, people are sticking things everywhere and looking at pictures of the nuttiest stuff and they're afraid to fart?
And everyone's afraid to fart.
It is strange.
Do people fart in pornos?
I think it's a specialty porno. It's a wiggly world, man.
Ugh, specialty porno about farting. You know, that's what I love about our Canadian society. You know, people are free to pursue their interests, and I'm free to absolutely know nothing about them ever. Thank you very much.
I know, but but think of the titles. Come with the Wind. No. Blown in the Wind.
Oh, shut up.
And still, we have no movie.
We're never going to get out of here. It's hopeless.
So.
No, there's nothing to rent. I don't know why we do this. Why are we here?
What are we doing in the family section, for God's sake?
What have you got there? What's that?
Oh, here, look at
give
this.
Give me that. Ardley Aardvarks. Two thumbs up from Siegfried and what's left of Roy. Rated G, and you know what that stands for?
What?
God, it's boring!
Yeah, I know. I have a real problem with the rating system. It's always about young people, you know, PG-14, and what they can't look at. We should have a category for us.
Yeah.
MM-45.
MM-45? What does that stand for?
Well, midlife male. Warning. Contains graphic sentimentality and sappy romantic ending. You know, stuff we need to know may contain romance.
Which could be a warning or an endorsement, I guess. Yeah, depending on your plans for the evening.
Yeah, exactly. A fella needs a little romance once in a while.
No, he doesn't. But he might be with someone who does, and that would be very handy to know. You know, look at this one.
Seen it.
Well, okay, let's rent this one. What about this one here?
See, this one?
Yeah.
The Passion of Christ?
Yeah.
What for? I know how it ends.
Well, people said it was deeply moving.
Yeah, moving towards the exits.
You know, there is only one other life experience that comes remotely close to this, you know? Where, you know, you look forward to going, you go with high hopes, and, you know, the whole thing just sucks the life out of you, and you leave bitter and rejected and compromised. You know what that is?
Dating.
Yep.
What about this one?
No, seen it.
This one?
No, seen it.
This one?
Brad Pitt in a skirt? I don't think so.
Oh, man. And this?
No.
Seen it.
No.
Seen it.
What about this one?
Seen it.
What about this one?
Seen it. An hour in a video store and we're leaving with Reservoir Dogs.
Again. Why do I have to be Mr. Pink?
Shut up.